Someone who lived this, worked this, and sometimes reached across an aisle to solve this is with us now. Senator Scott Brown, welcome back to Kilmeade and Friends.
Hey, great to be on, Brian. I was watching you this morning. Good job, and appreciate the opportunity.
Hey, Senator, I'm thrilled you're with Fox News now.
Yeah, it's been great. I really enjoyed it, and I can actually point out the things that you're talking about, because you're right, I did live it, and it was the president's idea, and I think people need to understand why we got to this point. Is because we were on the verge of default and unable to pay our bills. The credit rating agencies were going to downgrade us, so we agreed with the president's plan, and the reason that I voted for it and others did is because Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell says, hey, don't worry, we're going to get this select committee of six and six House and Senate members, and we're going to come up with a way to eliminate these draconian cuts and then look at a way to do it thoughtfully, judiciously, and methodically. And what happened? Well, of course, Harry put up, Patty Murray, who's the head of the Democratic Senatorial Committee, strictly political games, and it failed. So here we are. Now, this failed, by the way, a year ago. So what I suggested throughout is, hey, do another committee. If that fails, do another committee. During the whole campaign season, I kept saying, and others kept saying, we got to get to it. But this is typical, where Harry Reid waits to the last second, and he'll come up with a bill next week when they get back, which is basically like a save the world bill, save sequester, save everybody's jobs bill. Be a terrible bill, taking more money out of hardworking Americans' pocketbooks and wallets, and try to do it that way. And if you don't vote for it, you hate America, basically. That's what's going
to
happen.
Senator, just disappointed, to be honest. Forget about who's right or wrong. To see the president up there with what he says are first responders and saying whoever does not come to a compromise or come to my agreement, all these people are out of work because of everyone except me. It's comical. It's almost like a comic book.
Well, where was he for the last year when we had an opportunity to sit down? He has not reached out across the aisle to any of the more moderate members at all to try to bring them together to come up with solutions. There are solutions, certainly. We can do that top-to-bottom review. Here's the easy answer. The easy answer is to have the majority leader say to the committee chairman of all the committees, listen, we have to find $85 billion and $1.2 trillion over the next 10 years. It's your job. Go through all the committees that you control and have jurisdiction over and cut X amount and come to me in a month. By the way, no vacations, no weekends off, and do your darn jobs. That's what should be done, and they're not doing it because obviously you got 2014, another election. It's all about partisan politics instead of putting our country first.
Is it part of the reason you didn't run again?
It's part of the reason, yeah, the gridlock and the lack of cooperation, not acting as Americans first, and just the fact that I would have the ability to challenge them, as I'm challenging them right now, to forego the partisan politics and get at it.
Senator, real quick, you just started tweeting. I understand you tweeted in a way in which you were trending one of the tops around the world.
No,
did you pocket tweet? Could you tell us, everybody, what happened with you? You have an iPhone.
Yeah, listen, I have an iPhone 5. I was home with my daughter, Ayla. We were going through some of the tweets, and some of them were very hateful, and so I responded to two of them. I said, whatever. I think it was like, hey, basically we hate you, we want you to die. And I said, oh, whatever, no big deal. And then as the night went on, I obviously the phone was still live. I pressed a few keys and put it in my pocket, didn't even think, as you know, the iPhone 5 is very sensitive. And the next thing I wake up and my friends are calling me, hey, what does this mean? I'm like, what are you talking about?
BQHATEVWR?
It's a new, I guess it's a new language I developed. the funny thing is that something as silly as that, as mundane as that, would trend worldwide. It just goes to show what's important in this world and what's relevant, and certainly that isn't.